Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the first week of September 2023, and it has been a busy one. The first week of our fall camper season has just concluded. Our travel campers are off to the University of Iowa's first home football game. We have another group of travel campers taking off for the Badlands on Sunday, and lots of programs and guests going on here at Camp Courageous. So let's get right into it. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. And oh wow, have we had a lot of great campers this first week of our fall season. Our fall season is always dedicated to the older campers. Many of these campers have been coming to camp for nearly 50 years, so a super group. Camp Courageous took campers and volunteers and staff up to Green Bay last weekend for the preseason Packers football game. They had a wonderful time. We have a lot of Camp Courageous campers that are huge Green Bay Packer fans, so they had a great time at Lambeau Field up in Green Bay. Today, we have campers heading down to Iowa City for the University of Iowa's first home game. Many of the campers have had the opportunity to know these players up front and personal as a result of camp's tailgate party that we have every year in April. A big thank you to Coach Kurt Ferentz and the University of Iowa football players who make that all possible. And while we're talking about that, one of our needs here at Camp Courageous are clear backpacks. In order to get into sporting events and a lot of different events that the campers go to, they need the clear backpacks so the security folks can look and see what they're carrying in. On Sunday, we have a group of adventure campers taking off for the Badlands, led by Ro, who does a wonderful job. He's been doing this for years, and they're heading off to a great adventure in the Badlands. And right around the corner is the Camp Courageous Back to School Bash. It's September 21st. It's an all-day event. There's games, activities, prizes, and it's a great time for school students from throughout the area, along with teachers. And we are in need of volunteers. If you'd like to come out and run a game or be a part of that great day on September 21st, get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous and let us know that you'd like to volunteer. We've had a lot of great programs this past week or so. Today will be it'll be a special treat to have the family of John and Dorothy Sill from Manchester come and visit. John was a board member for years, and John and Dorothy were both honorary board members. Also, we have the Pitlick family coming out for a tour today, so that we're looking forward to that. If you'd like an opportunity to have a program given to your group or you'd like to come out here and tour the camp, please contact us at any time at campcourageous.org or phone us here at the camp, and we'd love to give you a tour of the camp or come and visit with your group about Camp Courageous. We do have a lot of programs this week. A big thank you to Liz Durham from over in Cedar Rapids who gave us the opportunity to give a program to the Cedar Rapids Rotary West. Also, Camp Courageous board member Jim Fells from down in Brooklyn, Iowa, is giving us the opportunity to give a program on Thursday to the Victor United Methodist Church. And also that evening, Thursday evening, we'll be giving a program to the Ruritan group in Brooklyn, Iowa. And both of these programs are open to the public. We want to wish our dear friend Ron McGovern a happy 90th birthday. Ron was in Clinton, Iowa for years. He lives in LeClaire now. He's the last of the original Petroleum Markers and Convenience Store board members who visited camp back in 1981, and at that time, Fuel Iowa took camp under their wings. So a big happy 90th birthday to Rob McGovern, who lives in LeClaire now, originally from Clinton and had his petroleum business in Clinton. Also, this Tuesday is honorary board member Denny Zart's birthday. A big happy birthday to Denny. He continues to stay extremely active in bringing groups to the camp and collecting items for the camp, and a big help with the Pineapple Gala. And talking about fundraisers, camp's largest fundraiser is the Manchester Garage Sale. It is now open year-round. It is located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, Monday through Friday from 9 to 4. Saturdays from 9 to noon. It's run 100% by volunteers, just the most incredibly dedicated individuals you ever want to meet. They are selling new and lightly used items of all types, collecting clothing, coats, boots, it's getting that time of the year, all adult and youth sizes, and also items like household wares, jewelry, purses, you name it, they take it, they sell it, and all the proceeds go to Camp Courageous. A big thank you to the volunteers, and also all the donors, and all the shoppers. A big thank you to Andy Maurer, Vice President of Marketing for Goodwill Industries of Northeast Iowa. They had a roundup for Camp Courageous, and our good board member up there, Greg Grieco, is a good friend of Andy's. We feel very fortunate on this wonderful relationship between Goodwill Industries of Northeast Iowa and Camp Courageous. We hope some of our listeners can help us pave a new trail called our Nature Trail here at Camp Courageous. It's over on the Pitcher Rocks edition of Camp. It goes for over a mile, and it's going to be a great opportunity for campers to really be right in the midst of nature at its finest. It's throughout the forest area. There's a bluff area. Absolutely gorgeous area. It's a $350,000 fundraiser. Transamerica donated $100,000 towards new sidewalks and this trail. And our goal is to raise the other $250,000 for this incredible trail. It's a treat to have Ed Raker stop by this past week. Ed has incredible train setup. It's a theme that takes on the city of Cascade, and it's been really beautiful. He has donated that to Camp Courageous. It's the entire HO scale model railroad equipment and all the scenery. A big thank you to Ed and Dries Raker. They were dear friends of Steve and Jan Supel. For years, they both served on the Camp Courageous board. Just a wonderful group. Had a great time with the Bi-State VW 28th Annual Show and Shine Picnic that was recently last weekend at the Empire Park in Hamilton, Illinois. Great group. It was a fundraiser for Camp Courageous and a great group of supporters. Memorials this past week, where the memorials came to Camp Courageous, included Rita Carlson of Lockridge, along with Ron Klempe from Cedar Rapids. Our sympathy goes out to those families. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful Labor Day weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.